It's not really raining. I'm on a movie set to showcase Duke Energy's latest technology. During this pretend storm, a substation gets hit by lightning, causing half the city to go black. But with smart sensors at the substation and along electrical lines, the utility company quickly identifies outages, isolates the problem, and redirects energy from another source.
3, 2, 1.
Duke is testing this type of technology in North Carolina, but makes it clear it would not have helped during September's Greater Cincinnati windstorm when nearly everybody was without power. Inside Duke Energy's new Boone County Envision Center, a miniature mock city demonstrates components of the smart grid. It involves two-way communications through advanced sensors. One example is in the kitchen. A black box communicates with appliances to make them more energy efficient and save you money. Duke Director of Advanced Customer Technology Steve Hinkle says there's no need to be surprised by your monthly bill when a profile can set limits.
This equipment that's in this house will tell us exactly what things in the house cost to run. Additionally, it will allow me through what we call whole house energy managers, allow me to set up a profile. I'm asleep a third of the day, and I'm at work a third of the day, yet my water heater is going full blast. And for most people, that's true today. Well, what a golden opportunity for savings. Same with the thermostat. And by the way, those two items for our region is about half of your bill.
Hinkle says change your thinking. Rather than planning when the dishwasher should start, think about when you need the dishes done.
Because even though you pay for energy a constant rate as a consumer, behind the scenes, Duke has some energy that's very inexpensive and some that's very expensive. So our intent is if we can tell consumers when we're using that expensive energy, that's going to save not only Duke money, it'll save you money as a ratepayer and hopefully the environment as well.
Through a predefined profile, the black box will figure out when energy is the most expensive. During that time, it will turn off things like the coffee maker, cell phone chargers, and delay defrosting of the refrigerator.
The clothes dryer turned out to be a great opportunity for saving money by drying clothes in an off-peak manner. Now, obviously, it has some intelligence. You don't want to wait 3 days for cheap energy. So, again, it's figuring out when you need it and figuring out the cheapest time for it to run within certain parameters so that the clothes just aren't sitting there wet forever.
Customers can designate the maximum amount of their bill. Should they be getting close, the utility company will send a text message or an email. Let's say energy usage has reached a peak. Then you have more choices. Pay more or shut off your air conditioner. Hinkle holds a giant remote control.
It's 4 in the afternoon. It's 96 degrees. It's a heat advisory. To give you an idea, right now, Duke is producing every drop of energy we have to produce. So rather than just buying more and more energy, if we could just get smarter about our consumption, we think it's a better opportunity. So for example, when I mash this next button, what's going to happen is we're going to send some signals to straighten out the power flow of our distribution network, the overhead lines, as well as I'll send a price signal to the home. Again, I can't stress enough that it's not Duke Energy reaching into your home to turn off appliances. All we're doing is sending you a price signal saying, hey, energy's expensive now. And if you want, based on your profile, start shutting things off that you don't need.
With your permission, he shuts off the air conditioner. Some of the technology in the Envision Center, including the black box, is still about 6 years away. It's too expensive right now. But Duke Energy is starting to read meters remotely. This will solve the problem for 400,000 Cincinnatians who have meters inside their house. With many utilities jumping on the smart grid concept, consultant and former Duke employee John Precario says a government standard is needed.
In December of 2008, the DOE is supposed to provide a smart grid report to Congress. So those are the types of things that are being done to by the government, the federal government, to try to push the smart grid concept along and develop some standards.
Precario says Duke is in the forefront of these technological developments. As you might guess, you'll pay for it. 50 cents a month will be added to your bill beginning next year. That amount increases to $5.50 a month by 2013. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.